wash the dishes.
Yeah. They hit the watering. They got big deep ovens and they'd eat the watering on them ovens and wash the dishes on the hearth. That rock hot hearth running out there when they set the hot water back there, and right there's where they wash the dishes.
Well, how did they get the soap off of them, you know?
Well, I wouldn't know about that now. I've done a little of everything nearly but wash dishes, but and I've washed dishes a batching, but I didn't wash them much.
Did they, like dip them in clear water, I guess, or
yeah,
something?
I guess they just rinsed them off with clear water, I imagine.
Probably something like that. Well, you know what you call that? Kind of a cloth or something they'd use to wash them with when they'd be washing the dishes, they have, or a rag or something.
Yeah, wash clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They'd just take some old garment and, and when one got too far gone, they'd just throw them away and get them another one.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't last long.
Mm-hmm.
We eat lots of syrups and sweets, you know. And they'd soon wear their new clothes out and have to go out anyhow.
Right. I guess they did. They wore them out. Well, what about what they used? Did they use to dry the dishes? Did they use the same
kind of thing?
Well, what about what you used to wash your face with? What would you call that?
Well, we had to have wash rags, they called them. Mm-hmm. Wash rag and soap. And we'd wash our face with that old strong homemade soap.
Oh, what was it made of?
It was made out of hog lard and grease off of the entrails of a hog.
Mm-hmm.
And she may have to tell you about soap making. She knows that more than I do. I used lots of it, but I never did
make
the soap.
You didn't know how to make it?
My mother has sent me a few times to stir it
mm-hmm.
when it's getting about made, and that's about all I know about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about what you dry off with when you were...
Well, they had homemade towels.
She
wove them, carded and spun the cotton now, and wove them on the homemade loom.
Did that herself. And it was a homemade loom?
Yeah, it was homemade loom.
What kind of... What
was
that wood would they use to make
things? Well, I think they used walnut if they could possibly get it, and I think hers was walnut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a man by the name of Head made it. I sort of remember seeing the old fellow, but he stopped this country with them looms.
Mm-hmm. He was the one that made it. Well, when you're talking about like a kitchen sink, what do you call the what the water comes out of the kitchen sink, like in here?
Well, we didn't have it coming that way.
No, you didn't have it then, but what would you call it nowadays? What the water comes out of in the sink?
You know any answer to that, Mary?
Well, have you ever heard faucet?
Why, way along we did.
What about
we used faucets when we, in our syrup preparation, we had to have faucets putting that juice all around, come to us, yeah. Well, they made them at home. They just like did everything else.
Well, like if you were sitting in the pipes and things that the water come in, like if the temperature drops, and the water froze, well then the pipe might do something. What would it, if the water freezes in the pipe?
Well, I'll tell you now, that's just, we're just further back than that.
Have you ever known that to happen, water to freeze in pipes?
Why, yes, I have since we used piping. But
what happens when it freezes in?
Well, it rusts your pipe.
Oh,
all the pieces. Yeah. It just rusts it all the pieces. You got to bury it so deep to keep.
Oh, yeah.